Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today we're in the Rocky Mountains to profile one of the Democratic Party's fastest rising stars, Colorado Representative Joe Neguse, a historic figure with a compelling American story.
His personal story is central to his political identity. He's the son of immigrants who came to this country as refugees. Tell us about his background.
That's right, and he speaks about it often. His parents fled Eritrea in East Africa in the early 1980s, escaping a brutal war for independence. They came to the United States as refugees, worked hard, and put themselves through college. Joe was born in California, and his family eventually settled in Colorado. He has said that his parents' journey and their gratitude for the opportunities America provided is what inspired him to pursue public service. He followed that path, earning a law degree from the University of Colorado, co-founding his own law firm, and getting involved in civic life early on.
And his first elected positions were in his home state of Colorado before he ever ran for Congress.
Yes, he built a strong local and statewide resume. He was elected to the University of Colorado Board of Regents, where he served a 6-year term. Later, the governor appointed him to be the executive director of the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, which is essentially the state's top consumer protection official. These roles gave him deep experience in both the education and regulatory systems. When the congressional seat for Colorado's 2nd District opened up, he was a very well-prepared candidate. He ran in 2018 and won, making history as the first Black American ever elected to Congress from Colorado.
In Washington, he made a name for himself remarkably quickly, highlighted by his role as a House impeachment manager.
That was a major moment that put him on the national stage. In 2021, Speaker Nancy Pelosi appointed him to be one of the House impeachment managers for the 2nd impeachment trial of Donald Trump. It was a huge vote of confidence, as that role is typically given to seasoned lawyers and senior members with decades of experience, not to someone in just their 2nd term. His articulate and composed presentation during the trial earned him widespread respect. That performance, along with his reputation as a hardworking and collaborative colleague, led directly to his stunningly fast rise into the party's leadership.
Tell us about that leadership role. It's a very senior position for someone so new to Congress.
It's a remarkable ascent. His colleagues elected him to serve as the chair of the Democratic Policy and Communications Committee, or DPCC. This is one of the top message crafting and strategy positions in the entire House Democratic Caucus. He is responsible for helping to shape and communicate the party's policy agenda to the American people. To be entrusted with that role so early in a congressional career is a clear sign that he is seen as one of the party's brightest and most capable future leaders.
With such a high-profile leadership role, what are his actual legislative priorities for his district and the country?
His legislative work is a direct reflection of his district, which includes the cities of Boulder and Fort Collins and stretches into the Rocky Mountains. His top priority has always been conservation and climate. He is a leading voice on protecting public lands, and he authored the 21st Century Conservation Corps Act, a major initiative to create jobs in forest management and wildfire prevention. After the devastating Marshall Fire in his district, he became a fierce advocate for federal disaster relief and proactive measures to combat the growing threat of wildfires in the West. He uses his leadership position to elevate these issues, arguing that climate change is not a future problem, but an immediate crisis.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to The Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.